We're taking march. We'll never survive that river.
Be listening Monday as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, very determined to celebrate his release from captivity in Chicago, the winged warrior was wandering through a maze of underground passages in search of his secret chicken cave, the place he had intended to hold the celebration. He was joined in this search by several intimate friends he'd invited to the intimate affair, along with a 42-voice children's choir and a 10-piece orchestra.
Let those choirs stay together, gang. In a couple minutes, I think we're going to find it.
And several days later, in a large cavern filled with stalagmites and stalactites, the weary search party came upon the feathered fighters, Grandma and Grandpa, who've been missing since the last party in the secret chicken.
Oh, Benton, it's so nice to see you.
How do you get out of this place?
Well, so thrilled was everyone at the discovery of the old couple that a celebration spontaneously burst forth right there in the big cavern.
Gee, everyone sure is having a swell time, aren't they, just helping her?
Listen, Winged Warrior.
Yes, Mayor. Why are you holding your hand up?
Question.
What?
When do I make my speech?
Right after the 42 boys children's choir sing.
Oh, beautiful. You want to dance?
No, thank you. Winged Warrior.
Oh, thank you, Miss Helfinger. I don't dance.
Man has certainly invited a cave-in group to his groovy party.
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Of Midland City.
Good morning, Miss Helfinger. Is he here?
Yes, waiting in your office.
In my office?
Straight ahead, first door to the left.
Fine. Has the Winged Warrior also arrived?
Not yet, but I called and he's on his way.
Fine. When he arrives, have him...
I'll send him in your office.
Yes, my office.
Straight ahead.
First door to the left. Right. Left.
Hello, Commissioner's office.
This is the Winged Warrior calling.
You mean you didn't leave the house yet?
Miss Helfinger didn't come back from the cleaners.
Your house?
My feathered fighter's suit.
Well, then just come as you are.
Gee, I don't know, Miss Helfinger.
Listen, Winged Warrior, would you like to guess who's waiting in the Commissioner's office?
How about the Commissioner?
That's right, but now guess who's with him.
Is this 2 out of 3?
Winged Warrior.
Because I lucked out on that first guess.
All right, I'll tell you. It's Daryl Frantic.
The Daryl Frantic, the movie producer who discovered everybody?
That's right.
Oh, be still my beating heart. What does he, why does he, who
he's
does
he... He's here to talk to you about making a movie.
Oh, what does he, what does
all
he...
All about your crime-fighting career in Midland City.
Miss Helfinger.
What?
Do you think it would be all right if I came there in my sleepies?
Your sleepies?
Those are my pajamas with the feet in them.
Oh, just get over here.
Right.
And not 2 months later, in the office of the police commissioner.
And then, Mr. Frantic, there was the time he wrestled with a shoplifter in the Midland City supermarket.
Oh, very thrilling, Commissioner. Are you getting all of this, Adele?
Oh, yes, I think it's thrilling, too, Darrell. Tell us more, Commissioner.
What I mean is, are you taking copious notes, my dear?
No, just in regular speed hand.
Ah, that must be the Winged Warrior.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Come in, Winged Warrior.
Greetings. I am the wonderful White Winged Warrior, Midland City's crushing answer to crime. And or... and quite terrific terror into the...
Wow. So Darrell Frantic may make a movie about our man in Midland City. And another thing. To laugh at the feathered fowl is a sin and a disgrace.
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Episode, the wonderful White Winged Warrior was summoned to the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hi, someone called me?
Go right in. The commissioner is expecting you.
Okay.
And waiting in the commissioner's office was the fantastic Darrell Frantic, the movie producer who discovered everyone in the free world.
Greetings. I'm the wonderful White Winged Warrior.
I think your costume is very adorable.
This is not Darrell Frantic. This is his very efficient secretary, Adele.
Thank you. Are you Darrell Frantic?
What did I just say?
Oh, you're Darrell Frantic?
No, he said I'm Mr. Frantic's very efficient secretary, Adele.
Oh, and then what did you say?
Well, I said that...
You said that's a very adorable costume.
Then what did I say?
Now, you say something.
Oh, this isn't really my costume.
What is it, your pajamas?
That's right. They're called sleepies because they have feet in them.
Then why don't you call them sleepies?
Greetings, I am the wonderful White Winged Warrior.
We're starting all over again, aren't we?
Now, you're the wonderful White Winged Warrior.
Now, this is Darrell Frantic.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Frantic.
Oh, aren't his costume adorable, Darrell?
Never mind, Adele. This isn't my costume. My costume didn't come back from the cleaners.
See his little feet?
Oh, shut up, Adele.
I love you, Darrell.
Now, listen, Winged
Warrior.
Yes, I'm going to produce my greatest motion picture of all time right here in Midland City, and it's all about you.
Gee, I hope I can get tickets for it.
Yes. And I'm going to call this epic the true story of the wonderful white-winged warrior.
Right.
Now, the first thing we've got to decide is whether you can be you.
Oh, yes, I can be me good.
Well, we'll see about that. First, we've got to do something about getting you out of those things you're wearing and make a decision.
He means take off your feeties.
Sleepies. You really want me to,
Let's go. I don't have all day.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm getting out of my sleepies.
Not now.
Wow. Doesn't Adele talk funny? And why does she insist upon calling Chicken Man's sleepies as feeties? And another thing, if Chicken Man gets out of his sleepies, can he not star as Max Bear in a revival of Naked City?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, the famous movie producer, Darrell Frantic, announced that he would make the Winged Warrior the subject of his next very big epic to be filmed on location in Midland City.
The thing is, my costume hasn't come back from the cleaners yet, said the Winged Warrior, standing before Mr. Frantic in his pajamas with the feet in them.
Maybe this whole thing is really not a good idea,
said Mr. Frantic, ordering his secretary Adele to run off to the cleaners and claim the feathered fighter's costume.
Here it is, but they didn't have time to press it.
Just put it on him, we'll press it later.
And they did this.
Well, here I am, so what do you think?
Huh?
Huh? What do you think?
Darryl.
What?
What do you think?
About what?
About the Wind Warrior's costume.
Maybe this whole thing is really not a good idea.
Maybe if it was pressed, you'd feel different.
You want me to wear slip in my pajamas with the feet in them again?
They're adorable. They really are. No. They're really adorable.
Oh, shut up, Adele. Listen, Winged,
Warrior.
Have you ever done any acting? Oh, yes. I played in our high school production of Samson and Delilah. Which one were you? I think it was Samson.
Oh, I always wanted to play her, too.
Shut up, Adele.
I love you, Darryl.
All right, now listen, Winged,
Warrior.
Yes. I want you to show me how you swing into swift action at the first word of a pending crime and or evil. Okay.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Well, what usually happens is that the commissioner says to me, you want to play this with him, Commissioner?
Yes. I usually say unto him, the Winged Warrior.
Yes, Commissioner?
Crime is once again running rampant in our streets.
That's exactly what he says.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And then I say, go, Winged Warrior, and crush the evildoers with one blow from your mighty fist.
And then I go and do it.
Don't you say anything before you go and do it?
Oh, yes.
Well, say it and do it.
So long. Commissioner.
Yes.
When he's carried back in here, I'd like you to slip into that costume for me for just
fine.
2 minutes.
So yes.
Wow! If the commissioner is to be cast as Chicken Man, does this mean that Chicken Man will be cast aside?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
The American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior was up for a starring role in a motion picture based on his crime-fighting career. Therefore, in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helsinger, has the Winged Warrior come in yet?
What do you mean, has he come in yet?
Well, I didn't make myself clear. What I meant to say was, has the Winged Warrior come in yet?
He just walked into your office 5 minutes ago.
Yes, but somebody asked him to leap out of my office window.
Then tell the somebody to have him leap back in again.
Miss Helfinger.
What?
It was the great Darryl Frantic, the person who's producing a motion picture about the Winged Warrior.
Oh, well, now it makes sense.
It does?
No. Why did he come to leap out the window?
Well, it was like an audition for the starring role.
Uh-huh.
Audition is a showbiz word, meaning...
He would jump out a window.
Yes, if the Winged Warrior survives, this audition could prove to be very important.
And if he doesn't?
It could prove to be very fatal.
Hi, Miss Helfinger, and hello again.
Well, I think the verdict just walked in.
Fine. Any news of the Winged Warrior?
He's here, he's here.
He is?
He is, he is.
Miss Helfinger, on this day...
A star is born.
Send him in.
Go see the commissioner, star.
Okay. Well, how did you like me, huh? How did you?
Darryl?
What?
How did you like him? How did you?
Yeah, Darryl. How did you, Darryl? Huh?
Oh, Darryl.
No, shut up, Adele.
Oh, I love you, Darryl.
I liked him. I liked him.
We
I love you,
Darryl.
All right, let's get on with the next item of business.
Oh, I'll take copious notes again.
What about a title for this epic?
I've got one.
How are you?
Mr. Commissioner.
Oh, all right, let's hear it. This should appeal to the adults and grown-ups alike.
Oh, tell us, Commissioner.
Well, as you know, the Winged Warrior has wings and flies.
Oh, the high and the mighty.
I was thinking of Gone with the Wind.
Yes, what do you want?
Well, how's the continuing story of Chicken Blaze coming along?
That's it. That's the title. That's the one.
Great.
I like that
one.
That's very funny.
Wow. Is Adele, well, is Darryl frantic? And another thing, about the name of that motion picture, how about The Yanks and I?
Listening Monday as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life
life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior was cast in the role of the wonderful white-winged warrior in a big movie all about the wonderful white-winged warrior.
And furthermore, we shall call this epic production...
This is the movie's director, Darryl Frantic.
Are you getting all of this, Adele?
My notes are very copious, Darryl, as usual.
This is Darryl Frantic's very efficient secretary, Adele.
And furthermore, we shall call this epic production...
Chicken Plate.
Chicken? Oh, that is so exciting. Darryl.
Any questions?
Yes. What should I do with my very copious notes?
Send them to Epic Productions, Hollywood, California.
Epic Productions.
Special attention, Abe Epic.
Oh, Mr. Epic will be so pleased with you, Darryl.
Do you think your daddy will give me a promotion?
Oh, yes. I'll even talk to him about our getting married.
Just push the promotion. Yes, what do you want?
Sorry to disturb you, Mr.
Well, you are, and who are you, and how'd you get in here?
He's the police commissioner, Darryl.
He's all wrong for the part. Get somebody else.
But, Darryl, he's the real police commissioner.
Now, tell me, have you ever done any emoting?
I don't think so. I really haven't been sick a day in my life.
Oh, no, Commissioner. Darryl means have you ever played like a role?
Well, in kindergarten, they had me dressed like a cheesecake one time.
Oh, Darryl, isn't that a squeeze?
But never like a role.
Oh, you're so humorous, Commissioner. You really are infinitely humorous, Darryl.
Oh, shut up, Adele.
Oh, I love you, Darryl.
Look, Commissioner, why don't you just go back to your office?
Darryl.
I'll be in touch with you.
Darryl.
Don't call me, I'll call
Darryl.
You.
Darryl.
What?
This is
my
office.
Oh. Well, you're going to have to clear out of here for a couple months. Yes, what is it?
Is the commissioner of the Winged Warrior in there?
What's that any of your business?
I'm the commissioner's secretary.
You mean the skinny guy with the wide lapels?
Someone calling for me?
Hold on, here he is.
Hello?
Commissioner, I'm sorry to report that crime is running rampant.
One moment, please. Has anyone seen the Winged Warrior?
Who's he?
I think he's in the boom closet.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Winged Warrior, there is plundering, looting, and pillaging.
Not now, Commissioner. I'm rehearsing to be the Winged Warrior.
To be or not to be, what is the question? And further, much more. Isn't it peculiar that a big studio like Epic Productions would not have a zip code number?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, famed film director Darryl Frantic was about to swing into production with Chicken Place, an epic motion picture based on the feathered fighter's fantastic feats. As well as his hands and fingers and arms, too.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes, Commissioner.
I broke it.
What are you talking about?
My green crayon, I broke it.
You broke your green crayon?
By pressing down too hard.
Well, then use the blue one.
Well, I can't do that, sir, you see.
Have you ever thought of watercolors?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor. I was speaking to the Commissioner.
A blue leaf will look funny.
Hold on, Mayor. Commissioner, do you have a yellow crayon?
Yes, I do.
Then crayon yellow over the blue and you'll have green.
That doesn't sound right.
Hello, Mayor. Yes, sir. Yes. Well, I think he's still casting. Right, I'll ask. Hold on, please.
Blue and yellow will make a green leaf?
Sound right? Yes.
Mr. Frantic, this is Miss Helfinger.
Hello?
I'm playing the secretary.
Oh, yes, Helfinger.
That's right. The mayor is on the phone.
We're going to have to change that name, that's for sure.
The mayor's on the phone, and he'd like to know if there are any roles open in your epic true-to-life production.
You're talking about the moving picture?
That's right.
Yeah.
What's that?
The commissioner.
What's wrong with him?
He just discovered that blue and yellow make green.
Oh. Well, to answer your question, yes, there is one important role that's still open yet.
Yellow and blue make green. I must write that down somewhere.
Hello, Mayor. Listen, would you be interested in wearing a full-length purple evening gown, a gold tiara, and silver lingerie slippers? Well, that's about all that's open at the moment. Yes. I see. Okay, then report to the set tomorrow, and don't forget the purple evening gown, right? Thank you.
Well, hidey-ho, everybody. And how do you like my brand-new feathered costume?
Hello, Winged Warrior. It's very nice.
Winged Warrior, how do you like my green leaf? I mixed it by...
Your what?
Looks like a real green leaf, doesn't it?
I really can't tell, old chap, with these sunglasses on.
Oh, it's too bad.
I can't take them off without attracting attention, you know.
Of course not.
Right.
Wow! Wearing sunglasses with his feathered costume, couldn't Chicken Man be a plainclothesman?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Couple, I've selected to play your nemesis in this story of your crime-fighting career.
My nemesis? Gee, I didn't even know I had a nemesis.
Hello, Wing Warrior.
Wing Warrior, shake hands with the evil couple from Shtick.
Vic Leonard, put the rope around his hand.
Yes, yes, evil woman.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Gosh, I've never seen such a striking resemblance. You're making that a little tight around my wrist.
Leonard, the Wing Warrior said you're making too tight around the wrist.
I know.
Why, because so exciting.
Well, now, Wing Warrior, to complete my casting, we need to introduce one more person.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Therefore, I'd like you to meet the person who will...
Oh, shut up, Adele.
The person who will portray your buddy in this adventure story.
I'm losing the circulation of my hand.
Leonard, the Wing Warrior says he's losing circulation.
I know. Wing Warrior, meet the person who will play your old childhood playmate, Rodney Farber.
Howdy, Ben.
Oh, Vic Leonard, the Wing Warrior's mouth is open. Put in gag.
I know.
How you doing, Ben? No, buddy.
No, Leonard.
I know, you're going to...
This is so exciting.
Wow. The casting is complete. The movie is about to begin. The gang's all here. What the heck do we care? Hail, the gang's all here.
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
In Midland City by director Daryl Franick, Chicken Place, the true-to-life story of the wonderful white-winged warrior's crime-fighting career in Midland City.
All right, everybody, shush on the set for this epic production.
This is Daryl Franick's very efficient secretary, Adele Epic, only daughter of Abe Epic, principal stockholder of Epic Production.
Everybody shush for my daddy's favorite director.
Oh, shut up, Adele.
And in a small parking lot directly behind Midland City Hall, director Daryl Franick gives last-minute instructions to his distinguished company of players.
I wonder if I could borrow someone's coverlet. I'm a little chilly around the neck.
Hey, I think I got just the thing for around my old buddy's neck. This is Rodney Farber.
former childhood playmate of the Winged Warrior.
Charlie, so precisely, no good.
Rodney!
He plays a former childhood playmate with a terrific drug.
Rodney, you're choking me!
A
here, Winged Warrior.
What's this?
It's a mayor's purple evening gown cape.
The mayor has been selected to play the other woman in this true to life story of the Winged Warrior's career.
You all set up there, Mayor?
And thus begins the shooting of the opening scene of Chicken Place.
Let's keep it authentic now.
And Mayor Ralph Friendly, smartly dressed in a full-length purple evening gown, takes his place high atop the Taj Mahal, an authentic, detailed replica of the legendary Love Temple.
All right, Winged Warrior, it's a typical day in Midland City. You're strolling through the streets. Suddenly you hear a shout for help, high atop the Taj Mahal.
Oh, this is so exciting!
You race to the front door of this lovely building. You pull it open.
Okay, want to hold my cape, Adele?
Chicken Place! Take one!
And don't slam my... I told him not to, he did it.
Doesn't the mayor need his special show?
He's on his way down. You can give it to him.
On his way down, the Taj Mahal was. The Taj Mahal. How would the legendary Love Temple get to Midland City, all the way from Philadelphia?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior inadvertently slammed the door of the Taj Mahal. Not the real Taj Mahal, of course, but rather an authentic replica, especially constructed on a small parking lot behind Midland City Hall by movie director Daryl Frappy.
Take a telegram, Adele.
Yes, Daryl, my director.
To Abe, Epic Productions, Hollywood, California.
My daddy, you're writing to?
Yes. Dear Abe.
It was several hours later before the mayor's body was recovered from beneath the priceless rubble of the legendary Love Temple.
Over here.
I think the mayor is trying to tell us something.
What is he trying to say, Mayor?
I think he's trying to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mayor, but I wouldn't try to talk until they fix your mouth up. You want to give him a hand here, ambulance attendant? Did you say give him a hand?
That's right, the mayor.
How come he's wearing a purple evening gown?
Well, he's the other woman in the Winged Warrior's life.
What happened to him, huh?
He fell off the Taj Mahal.
In a purple evening gown?
That's right.
Okay. I'll need somebody to sign this accident report.
Now, the Winged Warrior will do that.
Who?
Chicken Man over there with the feathers and wings.
Okay, pardon me over here, folks.
Yes, may we help you?
Yeah, I need the signature of the person that looks like a chicken.
Oh, you mean the Winged Warrior.
Yeah, the Winged Warrior.
There's someone here for your autograph, Winged Warrior.
Okay. Hello, what's your name?
Lloyd. Sign here, please.
Okay, to my friend Lloyd from the Winged Warrior, lots of luck.
What's the name of the guy in the purple evening gown?
Oh, that's Ralph.
Ralph. Okay, thank you. How you doing, Ralph? Listen, Ralph, would you mind shoving over? Appreciate it, because I don't feel so good myself.
Wow! So Taj Mahal number one has been ripped torn. Fallen like a rock, and someone must pick up the tab.
This late Monday, as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.